יש שיעור, זה אתם יודעים.
בכבוד, יש שיעור.
Look at this. I never saw something. No שיעור. I thought
there was no שיעור.
No שיעור.
If I don't send you something this year, all right, we got it? That's it.
Yes, I know that. Huh? I don't get no updates. And I know
this Nachman never come, and so he said no shiur.
You're the administrator. You can change. Give me your phone. I'll change.
I changed it.
Huh?
Add my name.
No, only he can change. Only the group admin. You're the only.
I
group.
Already saved it.
Okay. I don't know
Hashem. Oh yeah.
Or
you
Rabbi Shear.
There you go.
Change
<Yeah.
laughs>
<Koya. You> Change it.
Jerry, tell me. Just tell me yes, no. Say yes.
Okay. Come on, twice.
With your permission, this Shabbat Parashat Shkalim. Next few weeks, we have four parashiyot of preparation for Leila Seder. So the Ari says this parasha, Parashat Shkalim, fixes the letter Yud. In Kabbalah, it's called Chochmah. It means, in this parasha, when we read from the Torah, the subject of Shkalim, a person has the ability to fix what we call the wisdom. The wisdom that was damaged in the past, soon we'll know who damaged it and how it was damaged, and how can we fix it. But this is the secret, how powerful is this week's Tisha B'Av. It always holds this Parashat Mishpatim, always. And it also Mevachim Tachodesh. That's not sometimes Shabbat before Mevachim Tachodesh. So the subject is Shkalim. The way it says in the Torah, Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu, that's the language. If you would like one day to count Am Yisrael, please do not count heads. Each man should give half a coin, and you count the coin, and then you'll know how many people. The reason for that, the Lohi Negev, the Torah emphasizes, if you count people, there's going to be an epidemic. In English, it's called corona. It's going to be an epidemic. Epidemic. Why is it going to be an epidemic? Mas is Aynara. Very Aynara. Since you count people and you say Bli Aynara, every time you say Bli Aynara, it means already it's Aynara. It's too late already. But I say Bli Aynara, 5 million Jews in Israel, the richest country in the world, every Aynara. So what is supposed to be to avoid Aynara? Each one should give half a shekel, and then they count the Shkalim, and then they know how many people are there. It means the same thing. It means the same thing, you're cheating yourself. If you're not allowed to count people, because counting is not good, by the way, the Gemara says you should never count your money. And the Gemara says if you want to count your money, you should say a special bracha before you count. A person can give aynara to himself by counting his own money. The Gemara says bracha shruya v'davar asmim min ha'ayin. The bracha is applying when nobody knows what's going on. You should never discuss how much money you have. Nobody should know what you have. Never. Never in your life. Okay, here says the Torah, okay, now the same thing applies to people. Applies to people. It says, if you count people, you have Aynara. So, count Shkalim, half a Shkalim, so you know how many people. So, back to square one. So, you say, same Aynara. What does it mean? You're counting Shkalim and you refer to people. So, again, it's Aynara, it's the same thing. What does it mean if you count the head of the people, or you count the jacket, or you count coins? Same thing. At the end of the day, it's people. So people, it's Aynara. What does it mean? Why should I have Aynara? Why am I going to have Aynara if I count somebody? Why? Count somebody? So people say, so many people. Okay, so many people. So it's not Aynara. Why it's Aynara? It's not Aynara. Who said it's going to be Aynara? Who said the easy thing it's called Aynara? Who made this up? Aynara. Bad eye. It's not bad eye. Who said? Nothing is a fake thing. No, it's not a fake. The Gemara is not fake. Say, the Gemara says, the Gemara says, Rav, one of the Chachamim went to the cemetery, and Rav at Ruach HaKodesh looked in the cemetery, there are thousands of monuments, his bomb blink. He said, 99% of the people over here died from Aynara. And it was Aynara. Very strange thing. People die from Ayin Hara. 99% of people in the cemetery die from Ayin Hara. That's what the Gemara says. But in the same Gemara, line 8, it says, but if you don't worry about Ayin Hara, nothing can happen to you. You just told me 99% of the thousands of people who die from Ayin Hara, you tell me I shouldn't worry about it. What do you mean I shouldn't worry about? This 99% they did worry about. And I'm not going to worry about. What does that mean? But the concept of Ayin Hara is a very big concept, very big concept. Here comes the Torah, and the first time in the Torah that you find it, that Hashem is in the Torah the first time. That Hashem does not want Moshe to count people because somebody might die. Somebody might die from Ayin Hara, from Beggar. So therefore, says the Torah, each one should give half a coin. Okay? Says they have a coin. I'm going to give half a coin. Okay, sorry. I can't afford to have half a coin. I'm sorry. Says the Torah, listen, there's no excuse for this. Sorry. Listen, I don't have half a coin. So the halacha is, if you don't have half a coin, if you don't have money, you're not obligated not to participate in Korban Pesach, not Matzah, not Maror Doraita, not Filin, not Tzitzit, not Sukkah, not Shofar. Nothing. Nothing. It says here, Hashem said, it's the only thing from Hashem, only thing from Hashem, that Hashem said, Hadar lo yamit, in the text it says, that even the poorest person in Eretz Israel has to give half a coin. He says, excuse me, what's the purpose of this? I want to know what's the purpose. What's the purpose? So one says, well, let me tell you something. Besides the counting business, that Moshe is counting the Am Yisrael, besides that, there's another purpose. So what's the purpose? So Gemara says, I tell you what the purpose is. Allah Chayit, Hashem said, again, out of nowhere, that on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, we have to start a new cycle of money to purchase sacrifices for Beit HaMikdash. Still have money from last year. Doesn't matter. The money from last year put aside. Now, we need new money. Why need new money? Why need new money? We have plenty of money from left over from last year. No. From last year, whatever left over, during the year, sometimes the Mizbeach, the altar will not be busy. So they're going to take money from last year and they're going to purchase some sacrifices. They're going to sacrifice on the altar. But everything else that you need to do, spices, ketoret, all the other expenses of the Hamikdash, has to come from new money. I said, what's wrong with old money? I don't know. Hashem said it. Okay, fine. I don't understand what it is. I have plenty of money in the savings account in Beit HaMikdash. Millions, billions of shekalim. Listen, whatever is left last year, you cannot use this coming year. I say, when the new cycle starts, Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Okay, fine. So therefore, what do you want me to do? Therefore, what I want everybody to give, Machatzit HaShekel. So Gemara says, Rosh Chodesh Adar. Rosh Chodesh Adar. This is why you read Pashat Shekalim. Used to put tables on the streets, and they said, "Everybody, please, machatzit shekel." Says, "Sir, what do you need this for? Beit HaMikdash. For what?" And it says, "I need to buy sacrifices for the new year." It says, "What did you do with the money last year?" "Well, we cannot touch it. We don't use it right now." Says, "Why don't you use it?" Hashem said, "Okay, fine. Good for you. Shalom." He says, "Listen, Hassan, Mister, give him a half a shekel." He says, "I'm not giving." And it says, "Let me. I'm not giving you now because I disagree. I haven't got no money." So you got the money? He says, what's your address? In 5 minutes, police at the door. He says, hello? Yeah. Machatzit HaShekel? I said, listen, look at the house. No furniture, no electricity, no heating, nothing. I have no money even to buy candles. I see them in the dark over here. He says, open the refrigerator. No food, zero. He said, listen, Machatzit HaShekel? I said, I have got. And this I have no tefillin, no tzitzit, no shofar, no sukkah, nothing. Doesn't matter. Sir, Machatzit HaShekel. I haven't got it. Okay, go to the closet, take his jacket, send it on eBay. He says, excuse me. He says, I don't understand what you're doing. For half a shekel, you take my jacket, you sell my jacket. I don't understand you. You have plenty of money in Beit HaMikdash. I don't understand what you're saying. Plenty of money in Beit HaMikdash. You say you don't want to use it. Okay, fine, good. So everybody should give us the chicken. Good. I can't afford it. I'm sorry. I don't have it. It's only time in the Torah that Bedin will send police to your house and demand. Nothing much. Have a shekel. You have it? No. You can't get it? Doesn't matter. Take away your jacket. What kind of mitzvah is this? What is this? There's plenty of money in Betamikdash. Left from last year. Okay, don't use it. Okay. What do you want for my life? I haven't got money. It's Adaloya meeting. It's sent us in the Torah. The rich person should not give more, and the poor should not give less. It means you must have half a shekel. Lechaper al nafshotechem. Says the Torah, the mechitzat shekel is going to be a kapara for your soul, nefesh. Kapara for my soul. What did they do? I don't understand. Then you tell me that you want to buy new sacrifices. You tell me, give me the money. So what do you need the money for? To buy sacrifices. Okay, fine. Didn't do kapara. What did you do kapara? Baruch Hashem. I'm sinless person. Sinless person. Didn't do any sin. Nothing. Which kapara I need? And the Torah emphasizes the kapara on the nefesh. Nefesh is really what it means, the liver of the person. The Zohar says the person has three parts of neshama. In the liver he has the nefesh, in the heart he has the ruach, the wind, and in his brain he has neshama. Says the Torah, machatzit shekel is a forgiveness, a kapara on your liver. I need a kapara for the liver. What did they do? They didn't do nothing. You see, you want money for better donation? You imagine, Mishurach knocks on your door and says, I want donation. And he said, yeah. And he says, I want to give you kapara on your nefesh. He said, excuse me? I didn't do nothing. You need a tzedakah? I give you tzedakah. You tell me that I need a kapara? I didn't do anything. What is it all about? Parshat Shkalim. So comes the Zohar and says, a secret in our life. You should know a secret of our life. I says, Sar Gadol Yesh Bashamayim Amon Mino Shmo. This is one of the assistants of the Satan. His name is Amon Mino. So that angel in Shamayim, he stands in Shamayim. In his right hand, he's holding a goat. And that goat, says the Zohar, is to come to Hashem as a prosecutor. And he shows him the goat. He says, what is this goat? And this is goat to remind the Kadosh Baruch Hu that the brothers, when they sold Yosef, they took a goat and slaughtered the goat, and then they dipped the garment of Yosef in the blood of the goat. So, I understand. You want to remind the Kadosh Baruch Hu about selling Yosef. So this is the goat is going to remind the Kadosh Baruch Hu about selling Yosef. You make a shape of Yosef, and you paint Yosef with a nice picture. And it's a spiritual goat, right? You make a spiritual Yosef, a dummy, and show in the Kadosh Baruch Hu, or make a picture of Yehuda that sold Yosef. But the goat, somebody's going to ask us, what was the problem selling Yosef? He says, the goat is a problem? Selling Yosef is a problem. So they took the garment and they dipped the garment in the blood of the goat. So what? This is nothing. It's nothing. So they cheated Yaakov. That's the problem. It's not the problem. Now this angel, that's what he's holding in his hand. On his right hand. On his left hand, says the Zohar, he's holding an isle. An isle is a sheep over 13 months old. It's like a sheep. I said, why are you holding this? I said, I'll tell you why I'm holding this. Because I came to Kadosh Baruch Hu. And I told him, Avraham Avinu made a party for Yitzchak. And I got dressed up like a Meshulach. And I came over there. And Avraham Avinu brushed next to me. He didn't pay attention to me. Not only that, Sarah made fun of me. Oh, look at the Meshulach. So I came to Hashem. And I told Hashem, listen. That's not right. This is Avraham Avinu, the pillar of kindness. That's what he did. Hashem said, you know what? I'm going to test Avraham Avinu. I'm going to ask him to slaughter Yitzchak. Okay, fine. So the pastor said, okay, you know what happened? Avinu was about to slaughter Yitzchak. All of a sudden, angel called from Shemayim and said, Avraham, don't do it. Okay, don't do it. So what did Avraham do? So Avinu saw over there a sheep, the isle, 13 months old, and he went and he slaughtered it. Okay, fine. She says, how come Avraham slaughtered that sheep? It's not your problem, I don't understand. What's the problem exactly? He said, Avraham slaughtered the sheep, and I wanted Yitzchak to be slaughtered. So that's what you have in your left hand, the sheep? What does it do with the sheep? That's the the prosecutor upstairs, and the Zohar continues. Other people say, that was fixed, the sheep was fixed by Korban Pesach, but still we have the problem with the goat. You got a problem with the goat? What, I have a problem with the goat? Yeah. The problem in life is goat. So a goat? Yeah, my problem. I'm in life, it's sold Yosef. But it's not the goat. Says, Zohar, no, your problem in life. Today, Zohar says, today, your problem is the goat. Let me explain like this. When Abraham Avinu, when the angel told him, don't slaughter Yitzchak, he saw this little sheep, the isle, and he slaughtered it. When he slaughtered it, he said like this, now it is like I'm slaughtering my son. And then he accepted the blood of the sheep and sprinkled it on the altar. He says, now I'm sprinkling the blood of my son on the altar. And that's why the Torah writes the whole story, is to tell you that HaKadosh Baruch Hu so-called did accept the blood of the sheep like the blood of Yitzchak, and Abraham so-called passed the test. So far, so good. Comes the Torah, says, this is Parashat Vayera. The Parashat Vayeshev taught us the story. Look what the story will happen. Yosef came, told his brothers, and they said, we want to kill him. And then Reuben said, don't kill him. They threw him to the pit. And then they picked him up. And they sold him to the Ishmaelim Machshimim. And then they took a goat. And they slaughtered the goat. And they dipped the garment of Yosef in the blood. Then they went home. And they called Bilha to come outside. And gave Bilha the garment. And told Bilha, go inside, show it to Yaakov. Mm-hmm. And we have to understand that Yaakov Avinu was a little bit bigger than Baba Sali. You can't cheat Yaakov Avinu. So the minute Bilha walked inside with the garment, Yaakov saw the garment. So Yaakov looks at the garment. Yaakov, it's impossible that Yaakov would not know that the whole thing is a fake. No, it's a fake. Of course it's a fake. Yaakov knows. You can't cheat Yaakov Avinu. Impossible. Later on, the Gemara says, excuse me, that Yaakov, since he was sad and cried, he lost so-called contact, he lost Ruach HaKodesh. But the minute Bilha walked with a garment and Yaakov looked at the garment, Yaakov is a Navi. You can't cheat Yaakov Avinu. You can't cheat him. Yaakov Avinu. Nevertheless, Yaakov Avinu saw the garment and says, Yosef is dead. Yosef is dead? Yosef is not dead. What do you think Yosef is yet? He's dead. He doesn't know nothing. Then Yudah came inside the room and he said, we found his garment. And then Yaakov said, he's dead. Yosef is dead. Yosef is not dead. What happened to Yaakov? What happened? The secret. The Gemara says, the blood of the goat looks the same like the blood of a person. Okay? Simple explanation means, when you're going to bring that's how you learn in school. You're going to bring the garment to Yaakov, and Yaakov is going to see the color. Yaakov he knows to work for Benjamin Moore. He knows all the colors, and he says, oh, this. You think Yaakov doesn't know the goat is the same? Of course Yaakov knows it. And besides, when they did the act was in Shechem. By the time they get home with the garment, it's not fresh blood anymore. It looks the same. So it becomes black. Must emphasize it. They took a goat on purpose because the blood of the goat looks like the blood of the person. Why? Because Yaakov will think it's Yosef. Imagine Yaakov won't know in a second. Yaakov knows in a second. Besides, that Yaakov was smart enough, and Yaakov knew that his brother hated him with a passion, and Yosef was hesitating to go and tell and see where the brothers are because he knew that they might kill him. They didn't say hello to him. So Gemara says, that's how it starts with your friend. First you don't say hello to him, and then you kill him. Nevertheless, Yosef went. So he's not here. So what do you think in the Chit Yaakov? The secret is like this. When they took the garment of Yosef, and they dipped it in the blood, that the blood looked like a person's blood, what it means, actually what it means is, they killed Yosef. That's what it means. Yosef is dead man. Likewise, the opposite. That Avraham Avinu, when he slaughtered the sheep, and he took the blood and sprinkled the blood on the altar, he said, this blood of the sheep is like the blood of my son Yitzchak, and Hashem accepted it. He did the opposite. They did the opposite. They took a person and they put him in the blood of a goat. The blood is likewise the blood of a person. That's why they brought the garment into the house. And Yaakov looked at the garment. I said, oh, yes, it is dead. He said, it's not dead. Look, the garment was dipped in blood that looks like blood of a person. He says, that's what the brothers did. Now Yosef is not on the surface. Yaakov doesn't see him anymore. Because the garment of a person, in the Kabbalah, it's called the surrounding light of a person. You take the clothing of a person and you burn it, something can happen to the person. This is because the garment of the person has the energy of the person inside the garment. And that's what the brothers did. So that's what really what happened. It was just that angel upstairs, the prosecutor, is holding in his right hand. On the right hand, he's holding this goat. He says, I tell you what the problem is. The problem is not telling Yosef. The problem is the blood. That's the problem. If it wouldn't be blood, Yaakov would know right away. If they would have brought, and the garment, they would have dipped the garment in oil or anything else, Yaakov said, nonsense. But because they chose to dip it in the goat's blood, and the goat's blood looked like a person's blood, as is that made the whole thing that Yaakov Avinu said, that's what they wanted. They wanted to kill Yosef. That's the problem. They want to kill Yosef. It's true. The Torah says they want to kill Yosef. The Torah says. It's not that just an illusion. They came closer. Shimon Levi said they're going to kill Yosef. And the woman said, don't kill him. They threw him into the pit, and they threw him in another pit. And the other pit was scorpions and snakes. They only want to kill Yosef. And he actually, spiritually think, they killed Yosef. So that's the garment is in the blood. That's what he did, the garment. Canceled Akedat Yitzchak. Because if that's what you did, you took a person's garment and you dipped it into the blood of a goat to show that this person is dead, as is you did the opposite of Akedat Yitzchak, and now you have no Akedat Yitzchak. It means the Akedat Yitzchak, what it means is the survival of Am Yisrael, since Abraham Avinu really deserved a big punishment, because Hashem did agree with the Satan, Abraham Avinu ignored the Mishulach, and the only reason why Abraham Avinu was able to escape the Gezerah is because he took the sheep, and he slaughtered the sheep, and he sprinkled the blood of the sheep on the altar, and he said, like this, the sheep is like my son, and Hashem said, okay, fine. Everything is okay. Until the brothers slaughtered the goat. And the brothers slaughtered the goat, they canceled Akedat Yitzchak. Canceled Akedat Yitzchak no more. He said, look what you did. You took the blood, you did the opposite. It means cancel. To me, you have no protection. It means that right now, if you want to say, Rosh Hashanah, Akedat Yitzchak, Ayom, Zahor Tizkor, Barachamim Tizkor. It's Hashem, Akedat Yitzchak. You got no Akedat Yitzchak. Let's just all say this. This prosecutor canceled Akedat Yitzchak. In our time, it's not what was. The Zohar says, until today, this prosecutor stands upstairs and holding in his hand the goat. Holding the goat to cancel Akedat Yitzchak. So it means like this. Yaakov Avinu, before he died, Yosef brought to him Menashe and Ephraim. Menashe and Ephraim, and Yaakov wants to give him a bracha. You read the text, hardly any bracha. And Rabbi Yotam ben Uziel said, the Brit Milah, you want to give a blessing to the child. That's the best blessing. Yisimcha Elokim Kifayim Menashe. And every Brit Milah, that's what you have to say. say it's like a daughter, oh, promising to me, Hashem will help, the baby's going to grow. Sometimes they say, no. Listen. You say one thing in Brit Milah. Hashem should help this baby, should be like Menashe and Ephraim. Okay, fine. Can you tell me some information about him? Do you know something about him? What happened to Menashe? You don't know nothing about him. One thing we know about him. What do we know? That when Yosef brought Menashe and Ephraim, Yaakov gave them a bracha. And Yaakov told them, Amalach HaGoyotim Kora, the angel that always kept me from trouble, he should be like fish. Fish. Says the Gemara, what is the bracha? Menashe and Ephraim should be like fish. I said, tell you what it is. Fish got no ein hara. That's it. Finish. So ein hara is what you see outside on the surface, on the dry land. Fish are inside the water, they are protected from ein hara. What ein hara does, said Ari, ein hara only does one thing. Strip the protection that you have. And then you have corona. Then you have corona. He says, the epidemic goes inside. It's as if you have a shield in front of you. The shield in front of you is a special light that you get from your clothing. It's as if you have a hole in that shield, it says, now you have the virus inside. That's what the Gemara says, that Chacham went to the cemetery, and he said, 99% of the people that died here in the cemetery died from Ein Hara, bad eye. They didn't die from bad eye. Maybe they don't die from bad eye. Bad eye is one thing that slipped and take off the shield, the protection that Hashem gives you. It's all makiv, that the protected light that you have around you, surrounding you. And that Yosef brought the children to Yaakov, and Yaakov said, that's the bracha, nothing else. And so when he told me, he said, do you want to give a bracha to the baby? Give him that bracha. He really, Menashe and Ephraim, he says, tell me, what Menashe and Ephraim? I don't know anything about him. Menashe and Ephraim means, Yaakov gave them a bracha, should be like fish. It means no ein hara. That's it. Actually, says the Torah, and Yaakov calls the brothers, and in the last day of his life, and he gives brachot to Yosef. He said, "Ben porat yosef porat elayin, you're not going to have ein hara." Say Chachamim, said the Gemara, I tell you what it is. Before Yaakov died, he gave each one of his children a special bracha. But at the end of all the brachot, the Torah includes. He concludes and said, "Ish kevichato berachotam." Yaakov said, "You know what? Now, whatever I said on each individual should apply to everybody." It means like this: now Yosef was blessed. That first his children were blessed. Nuainah, that's the biggest protection. So nothing can penetrate inside them. And then Yosef himself. That's the most bracha that Yaakov gave him. Ben porat Yosef, no ein hara. So Yosef is the protector. Okay. Comes Yaakov and he says, before he dies, let me tell you something, brothers. Whatever I said about Yehuda, Gad, Asher, Naphtali, Binyamin, Zvulun, Issachar, it says applies to everybody as well Yosef. But remember, Yosef is the protector. Okay. Now, what did he do? What did he do to Yosef? You so-called killed Yosef. You took his garment, you dipped it in the blood. You know what actually you did? You know what you did? You stripped from you the protection. Because Joseph, Yaakov said, he is the one that is going to have no Nara. He and his children. What did you do to him? Well, you killed him. Say, look what you did. Say, no. Actually, Gemara says, look what happened. And the brothers go down to Egypt to purchase grain. Yaakov tells them, all out of nowhere, please don't stand on one line at immigration. You have two booths. It says each one should stay in another booth. So the Gemara says, the brothers ask you, hey, Yaakov, what is it all about? Yaakov said, Ein hara. Ein hara? What Ein hara? What Ein hara? I said, you see, Yosef is not here. Yosef is not here. Yosef was sold. So Yaakov, he knows, if Yosef is not here, something else. I mean, they told Yaakov that Yosef was killed. And he says, the problem is, Ein hara. Don't stand in line together. I says, what can happen? Ein hara means you don't have the protection right now. Something will happen to you. What I'm saying? See? Look, what's going to happen? We're going to see what's going to happen. So the Torah continues and tells us a story. What really happened? Since Yosef is not here, it means it's Ainahana. Ainahana, no protection. Comes the Gemara, says, I want to tell you something else. This Parashat Kitisa, according to some Chachamim, that subject of Ainahana that comes in the beginning of the Parasham, really should have been at the end of the Parasham. This Parashat Kitisa, that we're going to read in 3 weeks, is about the golden calf. Says the Gemara, I want to tell you something. You see, what is really what happened in the golden calf? You know what happened in the golden calf? So of course we know. Moshe came down with the tablets, with the Luchot, and broke it. This is a very, very strange thing. The Torah says, the Gemara says, that Moshe was in Shamayim, and Hashem told him, they did the golden calf downstairs. And Hashem told him, don't take the tablets. And Moshe took the tablets. Then he came downstairs and broke it. The Gemara says, you know why he broke it? Ainara. He says, Ainara? What do you mean Ainara? Yeah. Either the angels gave Ainara, or the Goyim gave Ainara. I don't know who gave Ainara. But what does it mean? I'm going to say, I'll tell you what it means. The reason why Yaakov blessed Yosef, he should be protected from Ainara, and the same to Menashe and Ephraim, is the Gemara says that because Yosef fulfilled after the Chakamocha, it's not the Chachamil Bavera. The power of Yosef did not say nothing. Made sure that he should never be stayed in the room together with Yaakov, that Yaakov would ask him, tell me, how did you get here? How did you get here? What's the story exactly? How did you become the king? What happened? Never. Not only that, he never said anything to the brothers. Because actually, the Gemara says, he fulfilled after the Hakamocha, he really loved his brother, even what he did to him. He never hated him, what they pushed him into the pit, they hit him, they sent the dogs to bite him. Never, nothing. By having that concept that Yaakov said, you deserve to be the protector, he says, that protects from Ainara. Finish. And therefore, says the Gemara, look what happened. When Moshe Rabbeinu was in Shamayim and didn't come on the 40th day like the Am Yisrael thought he's supposed to come, they went to Aaron screaming, we need a new leader. And Mr. Hur, Aaron's nephew, Moshe's nephew, was there, said, stop it. Don't say anything. They went and killed him. Then they fought among themselves. By the time that you did it, what you did is you brought Ainara back. In front of our Sinai, the Gemara says, we stood in front of our Sinai, Levi Chadish Chav, we were united. So the power of unity is no Ainara. After Moshe did not come, started to fight and argue, and killed Hur, so again, the Ainara came into the picture, so you're not protected anymore. So the Gemara, look, she's going to ask, what happened to the Luchot broke? Gemara says, Ainara, bad eye. What do you mean bad eye? What do you mean bad eye? As the bad eye comes and makes a little hole in your protection, in your shield, and then something else is going to happen. It's not the Ainara kills you. Ainara only makes a hole in your shield. No, Corona, the virus is here. That's the problem. Let's Chachamim say, Parashat Shekalim comes into the picture now. So the Gemara Rishalmi like this. It says that the brothers sold Yosef the amount of number 20 slayim. That's fine. Says the Gemara Rishalmi, you know what happened with the money? They divided the money among themselves, and each brother got 2 slayim. He went to Chinatown, each one bought a pair of shoes. Says the Gemara, how much is the 2 coins that each one got? Because it's 22 coins, and divided among 10, even though Reuben was against, he took the money. Gemara says, the 2 of them is machatzit shekel. So, says the Gemara, you know, I want to explain to you something, Gemara says. Hashem doesn't care less. You give machatzit shekel, you give machatzit shekel, ripa shekelim. This is for you something, a brand new thing. Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu, listen, the machatzit shekel is a kapara, on what? On the nefesh. The Torah says, you know what, nefesh? Nefesh is the liver. I says, you know what the job of the liver in the person's body is? To sift the blood, to produce blood. Ki adam ol nefesh. The Torah called nefesh in the Torah. It says, don't drink blood. The Torah says, why I can drink blood? It says, because the blood is the nefesh. You eat part of the liver. I said, what's the problem? And he says, you're not allowed to have any blood. Okay, fine. And I want to explain to you what you did. You took the blood of the goat and you consider it like a blood of a person. And you dip the garment in the blood. Now you need a kapara on the blood. Because what it means is that you killed yourself. Means you killed yourself, means you've got no protection. That's the problem. It's not killing yourself. You're not supposed to lie. But the act that you did, you so-called lost the protection of Ein Hara. Hashem said, I want to restore Ein Hara to you. I want to restore. She didn't have no Ein Hara on you. How are we going to restore it? Hashem said, Moshe, listen, Hashem, Moshe, listen, if you're going to count the people, it's going to be Ein Hara. So let each one give machatzit shekel, and you count the coins, give me no Ein Hara. Excuse me. You count coins, you mean the people. It's again Ein Hara. No, you don't understand. No. When you count a coin, you count half a coin. I said, why are you counting half a coin? I said, you have to have it in your hand like this. My great grandfather, participated in selling Yosef. And he got half a coin. He got two slain, it's half a coin. A little half a coin, he bought shoes for himself. But you should know that the sale of Yosef, what he did after he sold Yosef, means there's no protection for mine now. Here comes the Kadosh Baruch Hu with his wisdom and says, look, before Pesach, this is the time of redemption, each one should have Parshat Shekalim first. Or in Beit HaMikdash, half a shekel. And so Hashem said, listen, I need before Pesach a new thing. He said, what I need? I don't want you to use the old money that you have. I said, what's wrong with old money? Listen, don't ask questions. We need new money. Okay, fine. And you know, okay, how much money you need, Hashem? Hashem said, I need half a shekel. You need half a shekel? But I need half a shekel, Hashem. I want to give more Beit HaMikdash. No, listen, you don't understand. I need to restore the protection that you lost. And last year, he said some argument with people, some fight with people. So every fight that you have with anybody or any thought that you have in your head that you don't like somebody, it means you don't deserve the protection of yourself. Automatically, you are so-called in front of Ein Hara. The protection of Yosef is going to be only if you be like Yosef, like you be like his children, like fish. Fish don't say nothing. Fish close the mouth. Says the Gemara, your job in this world is to close your mouth. And since then, you give a blessing to the child. And the Brit Milah, you should be like a fish. Fish. If a fish doesn't need to be slaughtered like a chicken, like an animal, you can eat the fish like this, and you can drink a blood of fish. You can bring blood of fish. So how come I can have blood of a chicken? I can have blood of meat. Because fish is protected from my now. Because it doesn't say nothing. It's a special creature. Hashem, so Yaakov said to Yosef, your children are being protected. They're going to be like fish. Nothing is going to happen to your child. They're not going to die. They're not going to die because of Ein Hara. They're going to die because they're going to die. But not because they lost the protection. Hashem told Moshe, listen. When you, first of all, let me tell you something. When you're going to have a desire to count on Israel, what do you mean I'm going to have a desire to count on Israel? What's such thing? Moshe would not have a desire. But the language of the Gemara, Hashem told Moshe, when you're going to want, says, excuse me, Moshe doesn't want anything. Moshe follow instructions. If Hashem would have told him, count. Hashem said, no, Moshe, let me explain to you something. One day you're going to have a desire to count on Israel. Very interesting. I'm going to do something. Hashem said, yeah, don't worry about it. And I tell you why. Because I'm going to penetrate inside your head that you have a desire to count. And you're not going to count people. You're going to count Machatzit Shekel. To restore the protection against Ein Hara. So it starts in the back. It's not because you're going to count, then you have to count Shekalim. Because otherwise you're going to have Ein Hara. No. Our purpose in life is to restore the protection of Ein Hara. What does it restore it? Machatzit Shekel. Why? Because when you give Machatzit Shekel, you say, I'm sorry, my grandfather did a major mistake. My grandfather killed Yosef. He didn't kill Yosef. Yeah, well, he took the garment. He was part of this garment with the goat. And the blood of the goat, that looks like a blood of a person, they dipped the garment inside the blood. And this is the prosecutor, Amon Mino, in Shamayim, is holding this goat in his hand, and constantly says, no more Akedat Yitzchak, no more Akedat Yitzchak. He says, that's the problem. He says, I want to restore Akedat Yitzchak. How do you restore Akedat Yitzchak? If I have given Machtzit Shekel, he says, oh, see, Machtzit Shekel, what is this? Yud Chochma. He says, Ot Chochma. The Chochma says, the Gemara says, Chacham, what is it? Close your mouth. Close your mouth, don't say nothing. Don't say nothing. Love everybody, then you can have the protection of Yosef. You're going to be like a fish. Perfect. I said, Machtzit Shekel. Lechaper al Rashotechem. Hashem said, listen, Machtzit Shekel is for you, Kapara. Kapara on what? On your blood. What blood? Which blood? Because my blood is like the blood of the goat. And the problem is the blood in life. I says the Gemara, let me tell you something. All the sicknesses come from the blood. All the sicknesses. Gemara says, the blood says all the sicknesses. Let's say today, today, the medicine. You go to Hashalom, you go to the hospital, you go to the doctor, he makes a blood test, he knows everything about what happened. This you had, this you almost had, all the sicknesses in the world in the blood. And what is it? And says, Chaper Nafshotechem. And says, what is the blood? This is the blood. This is the blood that eventually should be something good, should be like Akedat Yitzchak, but you destroyed it with the goat. And says, Machtzit Shekel is to fix the goat. Just as Hashem said, Chaper Nafshotechem. And says, that is how to restore back the shield that Hashem gave us originally. Let's what the Chachamim say. It's Adam HaRishon, after he ate from the tree, Hashem made special garments for Adam and Chava. There's a few explanations why. So Amir said, it was the light of Hashem, as a protection. As a protection is against this prosecutor. This prosecutor is called Ayin Hara. As the Gemara said, I want to explain something. This Chacham went to the cemetery, and he said, 99% of the people died in Ayin Hara. They don't have a Ayin Hara. It means they lost the protection. I said, why they lost the protection? I said, Lashon Hara, arguing with people, suing people, all this makes a person losing the protection. He said, Gemara, listen, I want to tell you something. Man de lo kapid. Lo kapid. Gemara says, it's not, you can't say, I don't believe in Ayin Hara. Listen, 99% of the people here, biggest Chacham, Rav said, die from Ayin Hara. The Luchot broke from Aynara. Yaakov told the children, don't stand in one line of immigration, Aynara. And he said, you don't believe in Aynara? No, it doesn't mean, Gemara means something else. Gemara said, man, they look up it, if you have nothing against nobody in the world, you're protected. No, you have no Aynara on you. Because you have the shield. The shield, Chazal Shalom, breaks if you're not like Yosef and his brother and his children. And the biggest bracha, they said, you give the baby a bracha, the brit mila, be like a fish.